March 28th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, these are unusual times, times not unlike the days of Noah. Noah was threatened by a flood. These days, your welfare is threatened by a virus. Noah and his family waited long days for the rains to stop. You, my children, must wait and wait with patience for this virus to subside. Noah was threatened by a visible enemy, the rain. Today, you are threatened by an invisible force, a virus. The threat today is real, just as the flood was real. The difference is, today you are privy to my call to prayer. You recognize this threat, and you know the precautions you must take to avoid this danger. The danger today does not take you by surprise due to the efforts of modern communication. However, this danger does catch you off guard and unprepared. Prayer, however, can protect you and change things. Therefore, place your hearts in a united prayer effort for yourselves, family, and friends, and for your nation and the world as you struggle for recovery." A note is given to read Genesis chapter 8, 10 through 12. "He waited another 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came back to him in the evening, and behold, in her mouth a freshly plucked olive leaf. So Noah knew that the waters had subsided from the earth. Then he waited another 7 days, and sent forth the dove, and she did not return to him any more." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.